First reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, reading from verse 34. If you wish to follow, page 1104 or thereabouts in your church Bibles. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men and women from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and of the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel reading is Luke chapter 24, beginning to read at verse 13. It can be found on page 1061 in the Pew Bibles. Luke chapter 24, verse 13. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem us, to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him. They urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Father God, as we come before you on this Easter day, may my words be the ones you want spoken, and may you help us to have open hearts and minds to what you want us to hear. Amen. Do you know Jesus? Do you want to know him better? Do you want to be introduced to Jesus, to come to know him? Do you know someone who would like to know him? Do we know the power of the resurrected Jesus? And my reflections this evening have been taken from our reading in Acts, and the word "know" particularly stood out to me. So the account of Easter tells us Jesus died. It tells us he is risen. It tells us he is the Son of God. It tells us that God raised him from the dead. So we know he is risen. We know he died first. And we know that God raised him from the dead. The cross, the empty tomb, and the accounts of encounters with Jesus after he had been seen dead, been taken to the tomb, all tell us we know he is risen from the dead. Walked the earth after he died, so we know. Do we live knowing that Jesus lived? We know that Jesus was a man who lived. Historical evidence tells us this. It's a fact. We know. What does knowing mean to us? Imagine this scenario. Have you ever been asked if you know someone? You know, James. You know, the tall one with the brown hair and the glasses. And you respond, "Oh, yes, James, who sits at the left back-hand side of the church." Because we always sit in the same places in church, don't we? And the other person responds with something like, "Yes, that's the one. Isn't it great? He's getting married in August. You know, to the girl he's known since school. She's lovely, isn't she? The short one with red hair." And then you realize you had no idea that James even had a girlfriend, let alone had known her since school or what she looked like. Your knowing was not quite the same as his knowing, as your friend's knowing. An ornithologist is likely to know robins in a way that I don't know robins. An astronaut is likely to know the moon in a way I don't know the moon. And a mother is likely to know their child in a way that we don't know them. If I asked you, "Do you know the risen Christ?" what would your answer be like? Peter tells us that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. I don't know about you, but my knowledge of Jesus has changed throughout the years. My relationship with him has changed. My understanding of believing has changed, and my understanding of forgiveness has changed. And the pivotal point of my change was when the knowing the Jesus of the Bible in the words in the Bible went from a knowledge of in my head to a knowledge in my heart. It transformed my heart to the who Jesus was, who the person Jesus was, the real life living man that emerged from the pages of the Bible. He was the one that I was able to then believe in and trust in. The empty tomb, the risen Jesus, the resurrected man Jesus, who ate with the disciples, drank with them after he had risen from the dead. We see Peter recounting the events of that first Easter in verses 39 to 41. Was it then that they knew him? Knew him at a level that they had not fully understood before. How can you fully comprehend Jesus without knowing the risen Christ, without Easter, without the empty tomb? Peter speaks, you know, verse 36, and again in verse 37. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea. He now realizes how true it is that God doesn't show favoritism. He knows. Peter, who had grown up as a Jew, who followed Jewish law, who would be defiled, unclean to mix with the Gentiles, he knew the King of the Jews had come for all, Jews and Gentiles alike. He had to take his knowledge, the knowledge that he had grown up with, and be transformed in his thinking. Easter was and is for all. Easter people. Do we call ourselves Easter people? People that know and live in the light of the resurrection? Or do we, like I did too, know of the Jesus but long to really know him personally? Peter, who now says that he knows that God doesn't show favoritism, the stone rolled away, the risen Jesus seen by Mary, seen by the disciples, revealed to them that they may preach, that they may testify. Testify to the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. The good news of the living Jesus, the gospel news to be shared of the risen Jesus. You may have walked this week with us through Passion Week, through the joyful and triumphant cheers of Palm Sunday as Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem, being aware that some of those then cheering would be some days later shouting, "Crucify him." Those that were wailing with him, then some days later hiding in fear. Those cheering, could they say they knew Jesus? Did they know what all of this would mean? Did the scriptures that they may have grown up with, the promises of a coming king, match who they were cheering along? Did on Maundy Thursday the disciples eating with him know truly what the man sat with them would go through? Of course Jesus had told them and predicted, but knowing and living it out are perhaps two different things. To truly know is often something we find hard to grasp until we have actually lived it. On Friday, on Good Friday, the brutal reality unfolded. But did they know that when Jesus said he would destroy the temple in 3 days, he would rebuild it, what he really meant? Did they know that it was his body he was referring to? And the silence of Easter Saturday. Did they really know he wouldn't be in the tomb the next day? I'm sure many of you may have heard the story of the blind men who heard about a strange animal, the animal called an elephant. It had been brought into a town. None of them were aware of its shape or form. Out of curiosity, they said, "We must inspect it and know it by touch. We can do this." So they sought it out, and when they found it, they touched it. The first person whose hand landed on the trunk said, "This being is like a thick snake." Another, whose hand landed on its ear, said it seemed like a kind of fan. For another person whose hand was landed upon its leg said, "The elephant is a pillar, like a tree trunk." And the man who placed his hand upon the side said, "The elephant is a wall, and the tail described as a rope, and the tusk hard and smooth as a spear." Without the whole picture or feeling the whole elephant, they had a disjointed perception of the elephant. Without the resurrection, we only see part of God's plan. Without Easter Day, we lose the Jesus who conquered death. Without the empty tomb, we cannot experience the power of forgiveness. Without Jesus speaking to Mary and eating and drinking with the disciples, the scriptures are not fulfilled. Without being Easter people, we cannot truly know the way, the truth, and the life. For some, the journey of coming to know God can be a bit like walking through a dark tunnel with a small light in the distance. And as they walk along the journey of discovery, the light can increase until one day they become bathed in light as they truly come to know the resurrected Jesus. For others, it can be more like a light bulb that one day is switched on, and the Jesus they knew of suddenly becomes as clear as the empty tomb to them, as if the stone creating the darkness has been rolled away in front of them. And then it's hard to understand how you've been in darkness for so long. What's your Easter story? Are you longing for your own Easter story? Are you longing to know the risen Christ? However long you may have walked with Jesus, we may still have doubts and fears, just as the disciples knew but perhaps could not comprehend. And the women who were there by the tomb in the early hours of the morning, distraught at finding the empty tomb, looking for Jesus' body, were told, "Remember how he told you, he is not here, he is risen." We know through the resurrection account that God keeps his word. The suffering seemed unbearable, but the risen Christ bore testament to a God who knew him. We can trust him too through times of trial and difficulty. So what does it mean to know Jesus, to know the resurrected Saviour, the one who today we celebrate? Our hearts may be restless for God, and they do not have to wait until they know more, maybe they understand more, until they come from the right culture or the right race or they earn enough money. The good news of Easter is that Christ came and died and rose again for everyone. There is no barrier. "I now realize," says Peter, "how true it is that God shows no favoritism." We can seek, but ultimately we have to find and we have to say yes. We have to trust and we have to know in our hearts that Christ died for us. He died for our sins, and if we were the only person on earth, he would still have done it for you because he loves you. Jesus conquered death on that cross, and if we put our faith in him, we too will conquer death. We will conquer death through him. We too can know a life spent with him. We too can live in the light of the risen Christ from here on into eternity. And I leave you now with a reminder. I don't know about you, but when I was at school, I was taught to remember the word know, as in knowledge, with a can know, beginning with the same k as in can kneel. And when we kneel at the foot of the cross, we can know the truth of love and sorrow flowing, mingled down, love so amazing, so divine, that it demands our lives and our souls and our all. From when I survey the wondrous cross. Amen.